our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week we read the first part of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in which Paul begins to get at the heart of what he's trying to tell the church there, that their divisions and feelings of superiority over others is not the way of God's Spirit. Way back in chapter 1 of his letter to these people, Paul says this: I appeal to you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. He goes on to let them know that he's heard about how some of them in the church claim to be more important than others, that there is jealousy and bickering among them, and rather than forgive one another, they've determined that some, because of certain behaviors, should be treated as second-class church members. And this infighting has even led to a ranking of the so-called spiritual gifts. Those with particular gifts are more important. Those with lesser gifts, well, they need to kind of take a back seat. Or if they were Lutherans, they would have to sit in the front. Now, because first century Hellenistic culture in the Roman Empire was a much different time and place than the 21st century in America, it's hard to understand, perhaps, that the person's proclivity for utterances of wisdom or prophecy or healing or miracles or tongues could cause such community strife. And I suppose it's tempting to think that these gifts are talents that we express today, like music or crafting or cooking or building something with your hands. And it's certainly true that these are gifts that we today have and share with each other. We even find ways to both praise and cast dispersion on those we think do these gifts better than others. And the effect can be similar to the divisions within the Corinthian church to whom Paul writes. But when Paul speaks about spiritual gifts, he's actually not talking about talents and individual achievements, things that people choose to nurture and develop in their own life. Rather, he's thinking deeper about issues that are more a part of our inner personality, things like compassion, generosity, trust, and faith. And for Paul, these are gifts that may germinate internally, but are expressed in community. So when Paul speaks about today about the body of Christ, Paul is referencing not just the self and not just the congregation, but the whole body. The church as it is revealed throughout the world and across the ages. In last week's text, Paul writes, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." And today we hear the words, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. If one member suffers, all suffer. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." More than anything else, I think that this is the spirit with which we here at Bethlehem reach out to those that we call mission partners. It's a recognition not that these other organizations in our community need our money, not just that, although that is a part of it, but that like the eye and the ear, like the hand and the foot, we and they
as members of the body, are unable to say, I have no need of you. I can do just fine without you. Rather, we are truly partners, individually members of the body, living, growing, moving for the sake of God's purpose, which is to love and save and redeem a world that would otherwise tear itself apart. Now, throughout this year, and hopefully into the future, we are committed to highlighting each of our mission partners, one per month or so, in order to give thanks to God for the work that we are called to do in this world together. In December, we heard from Hilary Shaw of the Abbey Shelter, and this month we've been lifting up our partnership with Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, along with our local food bank and the Samaritan House, Sirius Juju, Campus Ministries, Girls' School in Tanzania, several others. Emmanuel Communities is a hand to our foot, an eye to our ear, and together we are the body of Christ. Now, I have a video that I want to show you. It features Pastor Al Jensen, who many of you know. He's preached here a few times already. And Heidi Hickathier, director of the Emmanuel Foundation. It was recorded about a month ago, so it relates a bit to the Christmas season, and they're standing in front of a Christmas tree. But they share about the partnership between Emmanuel and churches like us and others around our area. It's a thank you video of sorts to us and the other churches that partner with Emmanuel, but it's also a testimony to the gift of depending on each other. Pastor Al and Heidi talk about how financial gifts allow Emmanuel to be a place where seniors who have outlived their means can continue to have not only a place to live, but the care and blessing of Christ through Emmanuel's commitment to showing God's love to all. They talk about a couple of churches from Cutbank who created a Christmas present event some years ago, providing gifts for residents and their families. And they give thanks to God for looking back to the beginning of the pandemic, when this church and others provided PPE. Remember that? Personal protective equipment. PPE that helped Emmanuel keep on doing the work that they do for our neighbors, our friends, and our family members. Take a look.
Which allow you to do that. I mean, that helps to support your salary, and you have just really extended, you know, that relationship. You've tried to build on that, and then also some of our church partners have contributed to like our Seniors in Need program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's always that special surprise when congregations just want to reach out in loving and new ways and to provide the support for our seniors, especially those who have outlived their means, no fault of their own. What you're doing is taking care of people through the pastoral ministry here that you might never meet, as I always say, on this side of heaven. But it's an opportunity for us to, for me to be a conduit through your love for seniors in Montana.
That's absolutely fantastic. I mean, 60% of our seniors in the skilled care center are Medicaid qualified, and that's who you're talking about. And so that when those church partners contribute to our Seniors in Need program, it helps Emmanuel to continue to provide that beautiful, vibrant home for those seniors who have outlived their means. We have two Cutbank churches, St. Paul and Prairie Peace, who have been giving to Emmanuel Christmas gifts every season. They used to, pre-pandemic, drive this truckload full of presents over to Emmanuel and give those skilled care residents a Christmas presents. And since the pandemic, they've been sending money and we've been doing the shopping for them. What do you think about that?
That's just amazing. It's the spirit of the season, as they say. It's reaching out to those who are in the greatest need. So we are so thankful.
Absolutely. And then not only have our church partners, Pastor Al, given to us, as you know very well, through the chaplaincy program, the seniors in need, and you know, gifts of Christmas, they've also, during when March 2020 hit, COVID hit, and we needed PPE like nobody's business. So we did a call for action, and we had the congregations from around our church partnership. They had, we provided 1,700 homemade, home-sewn gowns, and then 1,500 masks. I mean, could you hear the sewing machines buzzing from around?
Exactly, and you know, with all that was provided, we didn't miss a beat because of the gifts that were given to us that way. And so, without your help, it just wouldn't have been able to be accomplished. So, it was incredible. Yeah, we know congregations today, they're asked by many different entities for help, and so for you to make the conscious effort to not forget the greatest generation, we are so thankful to be able to be a representative of you as we represent our Lord together with them. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, to be clear, I don't share this video with you to remind you of how great we are for sharing in this ministry with Emmanuel. Maybe a little. But I also don't intend necessarily to let Heidi and Pastor Al brag about how great the Lutheran home is, for that matter. You see, our job as we gather here for worship is to yield all that would make us great. Our talents, our abilities, our achievements, our purposes, and to let God's light shine through. Shine through the gifts that the Spirit has given us for the sake of the rest of the world. As Pastor Al says at the end of the video, we are thankful to be a representative of you as we represent Christ together. To jump over to the gospel reading for a moment, Jesus reads from the scroll of Isaiah where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, to let the oppressed go free." And then he says to those in the synagogue, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled." Brothers and sisters in Christ, that same Spirit of the Lord is upon you and me. It's anointed us to bring good news to all people, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, but it cannot do that if we, like the church in Corinth of the first century, continue to bicker and argue our way to who's the best or who has the greatest gifts. God is calling us to continue, to expand even, our partnerships with those people and organizations in our neighborhood who are just as much the body of Christ with us, but walking and seeing and hearing and holding the world in different ways. Today, the scripture is fulfilled that the body of Christ is alive and active inside the church and loose in the world. May God enliven all our senses and all our partnerships, that we might be blessed and be a blessing to others, and always strive for the greater gifts. Amen.